Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, my next guest here, he's got a couple of questions. Why didn't he think about a button under the desk to lock the door? That's question number one. And the next question, where in the world are Matt Lauer's pants? All right, Brian Crabtree here, publisher of Talk40.com. Well, you know, you just push the button and lock the door. Who the hell thinks about putting a button under the desk to lock the door so you can lock people in your office, Brian? Come on.
Pretty clever, huh? Wow, you know.
Deviant might be the word. You know, deviant sick. Comes to mind.
Sick but, is what it is. What that tells me? You know what the button tells me? It's not about the women that are coming forward that said no. It's how many actually said yes to Matt Lauer. He was getting it so much in the office, he had to come up with some sort of a way to keep people from walking in.
Which brings up my next question, which is, where in the world is Matt Lauer's wife? All right, now we got that figured out. I mean, he is married with three kids, right? How do you think she's feeling today?
Well, I'd say the next bombshell that may break in his marriage is the big D.
Possibly.
Divorce. She may be feeling about filing some sort of papers.
All right, so here's the thing. You know, I don't know how long you've been in broadcast. I've been doing this since the mid-1980s. I've worked for NBC News. I've worked for small stations and large. I've been all over. I have never in my life heard of anybody conducting themselves in such a way. And this is not apparently isolated. Apparently this is going on all over the place. And there are people today, Brian, hiding under their desk going, oh my, I hope it's not me today. I hope it's not me today, because there are other people out there that know, well, they know damn well what they've done. And they know damn well that if the truth comes out, they too will be on the sidelines with Matt Lauer. And heck, even Garrison Keillor, a Prairie Home Companion, apparently wasn't a campfire, you know? So there it is.
Well, you know, there is something about this. I had to have a personal connection to this. And by the way, I
suspect
millions of people that are under the desk hiding today wondering if they're going to be next, from the janitor all the way up to the CEO.
And exactly.
Certainly Hollywood celebrities or media celebrities. But I had a business partner over a decade ago who, right under my nose, this was happening. It sexual harassment, drugs, prostitutes in the office. I mean, I finally ran into it once and started getting suspicious over a number of events that were just hard to avoid. But it was only after I filed a lawsuit to get him the heck out of the company and to buy him out that I had this avalanche of people come forward and say, this was happening. I saw this. He did this to me. He said that to me. And then I started finding about people in the company he'd had sex with. And, you know, and I got to tell you, it's, people look around and they go, how could you not know you were covering it up? Sometimes you just don't know, because people are afraid to say something because they're afraid of what retribution might happen to them.
But let me say this.
Don't believe them.
Let me say this. NBC knew. The guy had a button under his desk. That's not something that remained. That's something that people would talk about. You know, it's not like it would be unknown. Somebody had to install that. I don't think Matt Lauer was in there with his Home Depot card on the weekends putting in the button to lock the doors, just to guess.
Probably not. And you're right. In technicality, NBC knew. I agree with you there. They knew. But the question is, did the right people at NBC know? I don't know. And that's where I give. I'm not a fan of NBC at all.
I got you.
But I do look at this with some bit of giving them a pass, because This you could call this epidemic. The other part that's epidemic is that, and this doesn't justify anything, how many women actually were saying yes for Matt Lauer to install a button? I mean,
I understand.
Was it 8 out of 10? You know, 8 out of 10?
I
think it's a big number of women who thought, ooh, it's the hot Matt Lauer. I said that to my wife last night. She said, yuck. I agree with you, honey, but I'm just saying that's kind of what they think.
Lucky she didn't toss you out of bed.
I got Matt Lauer, and so they're 20-something years old. They're impressionable. They're you know, trying to work their way up the ladder in so many ways, and there's a lot saying yes. And so these men get the idea that this is okay because so many want to do what he's offering.
There you go.
That's kind of a sickness.
It is. It is. You know. I want to shift gear, you know, and we could talk about that for the for a while. You're on Town Hall, you're on Life's Edge, you're different places. What I would like to do is just spend a couple of moments here on tax cuts, and I think that Ron Johnson hopefully will introduce an amendment today because that I have a big hang up with the tax plan in that it does not protect and cut taxes on small business, pass through incomes like LLCs and S corps like I own. It helps out the big guys. I think Ron Johnson is going to offer an amendment to get that adjusted. And if he does, I think this whole thing passes, and I think it's a big win. And you say it is time for the art of the deal to actually work.
Yeah, the art of the deal seems to have worked. You know, here's the president. He gets with Ron Johnson, who was the first man out in the Republican Party. And he says, now I'm a maybe. And there may be that maybe may turn to a yes if the amendment is well received. I think Ron Johnson's position is, I disagree with Ron voting no in the end, but I think posturing to vote no was very smart and wise art of the deal on his part.
I would agree with you on that.
It's a legitimate issue that he raises about pass-through taxes. And for the average person who's going to work who receives a W-2, it has no impact on them. But it does impact your salary. It impacts your future potential hiring, job prospects, your raise, because this affects small business. And if you tax small business more, you have less jobs and less income for those jobs in America. So we've got to take care of that. This bill does something that's needed, which is takes care of these corporations, the corporate tax, all that sort of stuff, closes up some loopholes. Reinsurance companies and things like that that are egregious that we should have never had. So it's good for corporate America, but it should be equally good for middle America, which is specifically small business. And it would be damaging to the Republican Party to pass this without what Ron is talking about.
I agree. It needs to be in there, but you're right about the other part. We need tax reform, and I, too, would agree that it needs to go forth, even if that amendment didn't pass. It should, it will, because small businesses are the backbone of America. It must happen, but either way, we need some tax reform in America. I agree with that. I'll give you 15 seconds for the last word.
I give it 50-50 still that it passes. You've got to remember we have the chief curmudgeon, John McCain, who, regardless of wherever he is on it right now, could come out at the last minute and do this for no other reason than to hurt this president.
You got that right. All right, Brian Crabtree, good talk. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.